Finally, his parents consented to his new plan. He began to sell fruit, peanuts, and papers on the train. When he was through with his duties, he set up a small laboratory in an empty express car of the train he traveled on. Here, if he wasn't experimenting with strange liquids and powders, he was printing a little paper that he had started called the Weekly Herald. It is not hard to imagine a young boy going through a train calling, "Papers! Books! Buy a book!" But it is more difficult to picture him, alone in the empty car, printing some 700 copies of the little 3-cent newspaper. A sudden swaying of the train one day jarred a piece of phosphorus from a shelf in the boy's train laboratory, and the car took fire. The conductor was furious at the thought of the danger young Al's experimenting had caused, so he hurled the entire outfit, including the printing plant and the young inventor, off at the next station. Edison's inventions. The next step ahead for young Edison was an opportunity to learn telegraphy. He had saved the life of a railroad man's little boy. The child had wandered onto the tracks, and young Edison had snatched him out of the way of the oncoming train. The grateful father had no money to reward Edison, so he offered to teach him telegraphy. In a few days, the boy had learned it, and had made a telegraph set of his own between his cellar and the house of one of his chums. Edison's inventions had begun.